What is the day-to-day like for you guys at the NHL head offices these days? Are you guys coming up with scenarios every single day? Like, what is the process that's happening right now?
Well, there's certainly a segment of our of work staff that have been working feverishly on different scenarios, but a lot of that is really just understanding all what our options are. There are so many different variables. We're only 6 days into having paused the season. We don't really have a good understanding of when we can come back and what format would be able to come back. There are network partner obligations that we have to be cognizant of. There are building availability issues that we have to be cognizant of. There are seasonal issues that we have to be cognizant of. So there's a lot of unknowns and variables. So I think the process at this point is really just understanding what's possible, and maybe kicking around ideas as to kind of what would be fair and what would have some integrity. Basically, it's nothing more than that at this point. I wouldn't call it spitballing, but it's kind of like that. And then with respect to the other, my time is primarily making sure we have all the information from a medical standpoint about what's going on, having all the information on what's going on a club by club basis and club personnel basis and within the NHL community. And quite frankly, staying in touch and making sure we're sharing information with all the clubs. So it's to this point, it's been a full-time job for sure.
Bill, one of the things you mentioned there is just fairness, and I think that's obviously going to be an important part of it when we come out of this. Just looking at the NHL standings as they currently sit, and teams that can make an argument that they deserve a shot at whatever the format would be, and I am speaking optimistically that there will be some sort of reasonable format. How important is it to you guys at the league that you include teams going down to, say, Florida in the Eastern Conference, or even if you look out west, like a team like Chicago can make a case that they're not out of this thing. How important is it to you guys to give those teams a chance, or is it still simply a product of this is how much time we have left, we don't have time for sort of extra games or playing scenarios?
Well, no, I think both of what you said are somewhat accurate. So they're all relevant considerations, right? I mean, our time frame is obviously going to be a very relevant consideration. Fairness and integrity of the schedule is also going to be a relevant consideration. It's really finding the right mix and the compromise based on all the circumstances. So that's why kind of speculating at this point for me is really, it's almost irresponsible. So, because I think we have to be open to anything that might work and be fair.